Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me right now. I want to talk about something that has come up recently that kind of came to a head for a company out of Chicago. And it caused me to, I was interviewed about this topic, and it caused me to do a poll about this topic. And it's about the impact of the woke generation, the woke movement, the woke cohort, people who consider themselves to be, quote, woke, unquote. You know what I'm talking about. That impact on the economy, on the workplace. There was a company out of Chicago that it's a younger company. The founders are younger. The employees are probably all younger. And the founders put out a memo, and it became public. They published it, actually, that the employees, anybody who works in the company, their political attitude, their ideas, discussion, debates, personal issues, how you feel about diversity, how you feel about climate, how you feel about equity, all that stuff, all the whole woke array of topics, all of that is off limits while you're working. Your personal attitude about all that is off limits. And basically telling the employees, we're going to, when we are at work, we're here to innovate and to seek excellence in serving customers. And all the other personal stuff, while you have the right to be that, to feel that way, the company may even support that. It no longer has a place while you are at work, while you're working for the company. And there was a pretty good backlash by the employees. They didn't like that. They wanted to be able to spend their time talking about all these things when they should have been working. Well, I polled our audience about that last week. And 48% of our audience, our respondents, 48% said they either had a problem with the employees, getting them to come back to work. See, part of the woke movement is, I am an employee, but I'm more in charge of my employment with you than you are as my employer. You see what I mean? In other words, even though I'm an employee, I get to decide how things are going to go. And that kind of attitude is become a crisis, I think. With 48% of our respondents say their employees are telling them when they're going to come back to work, their employees act as if they should be making the decisions, or they spend too much time talking about things that are not work related. 48% said that. I call that a crisis, and I'm going to have some more to say about that later on. I'm working on an article about that. And folks, I know you know I'm old school. You've probably seen my white hair. I've been around a long time, but in the interview that I did with a reporter, who, by the way, I think she was woke herself. She didn't like my response because I said it sounded to me like those CEOs I was proud of them for having the courage to take back their company. They're responsible for making payroll. They're ultimately responsible for the customer relationships. They're ultimately responsible for the sustainability of that company. A business is not a democracy. It's a benevolent dictatorship. If you're an employee, you get to contribute to decisions that are being made. In fact, you're in the 23rd decade of the 21st century, you have more opportunity to contribute to the ultimate company direction than I ever did when I was in my 20s and 30s, my generation. So you have more influence, but you don't have all the influence you want. You still are part of a benevolent dictatorship. The benevolence is we're going to take care of you, and we care what you think. The dictatorship part is ultimately one or two people have to make a decision to go forward. That's the job of the CEO and the immediate people around it, him or her. And that's the way it is. And that doesn't reconcile very well with the woke generation. And that reality is going to hit that generation, that group, pretty hard very soon. Tween Tales, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.